Best of the Midwest series, as we do at this time. And we're going to go to Iowa today. Not too far into Iowa, as I finally pulled out a map and looked at where Clinton, Iowa was. Sarah Smith joins us, Director of Placemaking and Tourism. GrowClinton.com is the website. Hello, Sarah. You're on WGN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I was reading about some of the things you want to talk about today, and I love a good revitalization story, a community with momentum. That's what I like to hear. Tell us about Clinton.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, when you look at the map, we're right on the tip of Iowa. We're right on the Mississippi River. And so back in the 1800s, early 1900s, Clinton was huge in the lumber industry. We were super successful and utilized our best asset, the river. But you know how things go throughout the decades. Things came and went. You know, big box stores came in, small businesses went out, and Clinton kind of stood still for a little bit. But the past 20 years, specifically the last 10 years, our community has really been rallying around each other and bringing the best out. You know, everything from events to getting new businesses in there, revitalizing our parks and things like that. So yeah, we're definitely that revitalization story, and we're really proud of it too.
I love that. A revitalization first and foremost needs buy-in from the community, and you want first and foremost and above all else to make sure that the people that live there love where they live and come to enjoy the amenities that you're building for them. And then I think step two is what you guys are doing now, reaching out to people a little bit further out for a chance to visit.
Yeah, you know, we track who our visitors tend to be, and we get a lot of day trippers from around Iowa, but the Chicago areas, the bigger cities, they really are interested in Clinton because we have a lot of that hometown pride that you don't get in the bigger cities. You know, we don't know all of our neighbors, but it's pretty dang close. you'll see the same people at the same community events every year. And so it's a really tight-knit community. And that's one of our best assets, too, is when you come to Clinton, you get that welcoming feeling that you belong here. And then that's what we hope to keep going as well.
Boy, you have a huge asset in the river right where you're up against. Is that maybe like the center of downtown is overlooking the river, or parks overlook the river? Tell us how you utilize that big waterway.
Yeah, it's pretty close. You know, we have Riverview Drive, and, you know, back in the 60s, we had this historic flood that came. And so we put this, I guess it's called a dike on there. And so now we have this roadway, and it's home to parks. It's home to the Lumber King Stadium that's been there since the 1930s, restaurants, all that jazz. So it's cool. We've got lighthouses. It's National Lighthouse Day, and we have three of them. So we really just make that area really beautiful for people to come and visit. Right when you leave Illinois and you come into Iowa, our dike is the first thing you see. So we do that. And then we've also got the marina. Everybody here is a big boat user. We take the boats out. We have little parties out in the river. But there's other ways to get on the river as well. You know, kayak rentals, canoe rentals. We've got a good conservation program going up here to get more people on the river, but to also to protect the river as well, because it is one of our biggest assets. We want to keep it here long term and not have anything polluted. So we're utilizing it in all the ways possible.
Yeah, we're chatting with Sarah from Clinton, Iowa. All right, anytime you get close to that river, you get some bluffs, you get some elevation changes, and then before both of our two flat states then flatten out beyond there, but at the river and in that area, I bet you take advantage of those elevation changes.
We do, and we have Eagle Point Park. It's a historic park. It used to only be accessible by train, but they've made it really accessible these days, and it overlooks the river. We've got the scenic bluffs. And now that fall's coming up, this is the best time to visit. You know, all those trees are going to turn red, gold, orange, and it's just a treat for the eyes. It's so beautiful up there. The park also features a castle that was built in 1930. That overlooks the river, and we've got a few lookout spots as well. So tons of views. I've been born and raised here, and I go up there every weekend still. So if that doesn't tell you how beautiful it is, I don't know what will.
There's a lot of competition for come see what we've got in the fall. And with that competition comes a lot of names of towns that people could list off the top of their head, which is great.
Yeah.
And they're all wonderful. I think that sometimes you go to some of these places at a park or something for a town that everybody knows. And guess what? On a busy weekend, everybody's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that,
yep,
and that's the goal for Clinton ultimately. But I feel like now people, if they kind of want to be on the forefront, maybe the original OG Clinton visitor. I mean, there's an opportunity for people to explore an area that maybe a lot of us haven't been to before.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said earlier, we're a historic town. So when you think of our downtown, a lot of those buildings that were constructed pre-1930, maybe even the 1950, they're still there. we're revitalizing it, and it's home to a lot of cool fall events. We're going to have fall festivals, trick-or-treat things. This summer, we had Music on the Avenue where we shut down the whole street. We would have bands come out, and the community would bring their chairs in, and it was just a great community event. So tons to do. There's tons of ways to be an OG visitor to Clinton. We've got everything from the parks to the events to the river. If you can't find something to do here, you're not looking hard enough.
Yeah, I am just loving the, as you're talking about it, I'm scrolling along on the website looking at the pictures, a gorgeous twilight look at the bridge with lights on and reflecting off the river. And it's a wide river, and it obviously ebbs and flows. But it's at this point, it's not this gigantic flow. I mean, it is a big river, of course. I guess what I'm trying to say is it still seems quaint, I guess, where you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, our population is less than 25,000, and we've got a few smaller communities around us that we partner up with, too. But it is quaint. The river is mighty and it's big, but our community is really well connected, and there's tons to do here. We have a good time. Like I said, if you can't find something to do here, you're not looking hard enough. Everything from being outdoors to being right downtown in the heart of it all. History, if you're into history, we are the town to come visit. Like I said, we are a historic lumber town. At one time, we had more millionaires per capita than any other place in the entire United States. And a lot of those original buildings still stand, you know, those grand houses and things like that. You can have tours through them. So history junkies, you should come here.
You got any museums to celebrate that?
We do. We have the Clinton Museum, and it just celebrates the entire town in general, all of our history, all of the changes that took place. We also have the Sawmill Museum, and it celebrates the history of our lumber history, and that's a great place, too. And I'm glad that you brought the museum site up, because we actually have this event coming up in the fall. It's right by the Sawmill Museum, but what these people did, it's called Paint It Back, and they took one of these historic buildings that was just sitting empty, not really doing much, and they have all these artists from around the country come in and paint on it, and it's become a really good pillar of our community. So if you're into art and stuff like that too, that's coming up in the next few weeks. We're excited about that. But the museums are great too.
One thing I just want to mention, because as I've just been chatting with a lot of people that are getting married, how difficult it is to find a scenic place to get married, all the things reserved for months and months and years ahead.
Yeah.
I bet you got some good wedding venues there.
We do, and I'm going to go back to the Eagle Point Park. We have the Eagle Point Lodge. It's so underutilized. It's pretty booked up because of our neighbors utilizing it, but it overlooks the scenic bluffs. You see the whitest part of the Mississippi River. If you book it in fall, you're going to have all those beautiful colors. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just all wooden in the inside, kind of cabin-y feels, but it's beautiful. So that's where I would like to get married one day, and I would recommend that to everybody. There's some other venues as well, very beautiful places out in the countryside to visit, but definitely visit our website for more information.
A lot there. GrowClinton.com is that website. You know, I didn't know a lot about Clinton, and I guess I really won't know till I go, but I'll have to do that. I love checking off these great communities off the list, and I'm glad this one is now on the list. Sarah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll leave it with this. Clinton is a hometown and it's a destination. Please visit us on Facebook. Visit Clinton, Iowa. That's where we keep up to date with everything. And we'll look forward to seeing you, John.
Love that. That's Sarah Smith, the Director of Placemaking and Tourism. Grow Clinton. GrowClinton.com.